Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. I'm John Katzlamitas. I write the Cats Report on the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly.com, Las Vegas Sun print edition, and I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group. Trish, what's going on? We're doing a radio show.
I know. I'm here. I'm with you.
Welcome to the program.
I am just joined. I'm here. No, everything's fine. I'm back, and we got a lot of positive feedback about our show last week.
Yes, we did.
I actually went to go see Frankie the other night, Perez. And a few people came up to me, and they're like, wow, you guys did a great job with the radio show. It was great.
He's
interview.
Got a great
we loved
story.
It.
Frankie does have a
so
great
anyway,
story.
So that was it was nice to hear people that, you know, don't have to compliment us out of the blue compliment.
Frankie hopefully was going to be part of, I'll put this out there for the first time in broadcast, Stifler, December 18th was going to happen.
He was going to be, and now he's not?
I hope he is going to be, because I haven't texted him yet about it. Between now and when the show airs, I got to hit him up. But we want him to be in Stifler. Stifler's coming up December 18th, everybody.
And for those who don't know,
those who don't know, ask.
There you go. What else is going on, you know, Mr. Cancel?
I have a screaming headache today. I'm just tired.
Me too. I'm
off.
I got
a ripping headache. You ever get one of those?
Yes.
My eyes are killing me.
I get my. You know what? It might be the start of a migraine. Usually, when the headaches affect the eyes, it's a migraine.
I think it's the start of the holiday season. But speaking of holidays, a good gift to get someone in your family who reads. Mm-hmm. Is a book called Getting Better All the Time, Las Vegas Writers Explore Progress. I'm in this book. I wrote into this book.
And what is it about?
It's about, the theme is progress. It's a bunch of writers, eight of us in Las Vegas, that were asked to write
a
chapter.
The best.
I don't know that we're the best.
No,
we're
you're the best.
We're certainly...
I'm just signaling you out, Cats. No, just you.
Not in this field, honey.
No. I don't care who the rest of them are.
Well,
it's
here's
all
the
about
lineup.
You.
We have author Aurora Brackett. Henry Breen from the RJ is in this book. Jeff Carter, a good friend of mine from Las Vegas 7 and formerly from The Weekly. Abigail Goldman, a former colleague of mine at The Sun, a terrific writer. Rena Mason, an author. Chris Sankmussen, an author. Mm-hmm. Doug Unger, Sarah Jane Woodall. And the editor is Scott Dickensheets, who I used to work with at The Weekly and is a former editor of City Life and currently Desert Companion. All of us wrote on the loosely themed premise of progress. And so it's a really
all
fun read.
All I heard is that
read.
It's your book. I wasn't paying attention to any of the people.
Yeah, it was seven, or a total of eight of us.
I don't recall any of those other people being my co-hosts, so they do not exist. It's the Johnny Katz
book. You
would
know it if they were. Especially Sarah Jane Woodall, you would remember. She's,
no, I've actually, in my publicist life, I have spoken to perhaps one or two of them. And again, you are all I see, Katz. It's just you. You're the only brilliant one in that pack.
Thank you very much.
I mean
much.
It. Yeah, you think I'm kidding. I'm not. I want to keep repeating it because now I've just alienated half of the writers in Las Vegas.
You only really only alienated seven others.
Right,
but it's available on Amazon.com, and it's a lot about – you learn a lot about our city. You learn a lot about writing, you know, and they do one of these every year. This is published by Huntington Press, and it's amazing that they have not duplicated any of the writers in this project. We have a lot of good writers in Las Vegas, more than I would have anticipated when I started talking to Scott Dickensheets about this. There are a lot of writers who could qualify to do this. So good for us.
I think it's great for you.
It's great for the city.
Yeah. I think that's good for the city and promotes my wonderful friend and co-host is all – wonderful for me. I saw Las Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was actually just on this. So what did you think of the movie?
You know what? I loved it. I laughed.
Isn't it funny?
I loved it. And I have to say, now I'm completely spacing on his name. Of course, I remember him from Zoom. Academy Award winning actor. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was on Electric Company.
Sorry, Electric Company. see, I'm off today. I admit it, I'm off.
Well, I think Kevin Klein was on Romper Room.
There you go. I do have to say, Morgan Freeman stole the whole movie for me. I loved him.
I was hoping they'd move Grover into the cast to do some work with Morgan Freeman. But how about the dance scene when Morgan Freeman danced?
Oh my God,
in the club?
I loved
it. Came
it.
Out of my seat.
I loved it. Kevin Klein is another one. Like it was definitely, you know,
really
like
cool.
Those two played the like comedic things, and I loved it. I thought it was adorable. I thought it was It was so cute. I would see it again. I laughed. I thought it was adorable.
Mary Steenburgen. There's the lounge singer.
Katsy has a crush. Of course, like anything that lot. Where you see Michael Douglas, I'm sorry.
All those guys, you know, it was just fun to watch them interact, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was interesting to see our city depicted in that way. It's funny because you watch the movie in Las Vegas like we do, and then you're looking at all this stuff in Las Vegas. It's just outside your door, and it really puts it in context, you know,
yeah.
how the rest of the world looks at us. So our guest this week is a great singer in Las Vegas. She's the only female member in Million Dollar Quartet. She went to school right here at UNLV. Felice Garcia, but first we have Josh Bell with movies, so stick around. I know we will.
Hi, this is Randall Keith.
And this is Bruce Ewing, and we're from the Fat Pack, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
I was right here where you left me. I was waiting, and then I was crying, and then I went out looking for you. You said you were coming back.
I know, but the Bifrost was destroyed. The Nine Realms erupted into chaos. Wars were raging. Marauders were pillaging. I had to put an end to the slaughter.
That's Chris Hemsworth as Marvel superhero Thor and Natalie Portman as his human scientist love interest Jane Foster in Thor: The Dark World. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. After the gleeful popcorn movie high of the Avengers, it's a bit of a comedown to see Thor back on his own. Without his fellow Avengers around, Thor returns to being a mostly one-dimensional, godlike being, which makes him a difficult character to build a movie around. The focus in The Dark World is on the grandiose battles between gods, and while that does offer a counterpoint to the city-destroying spectacles of most recent superhero movies, it also makes it harder to care about the outcome. The Dark World hums along mostly as expected, delivering adequate superhero adventure in a fairly generic manner. I give Thor: The Dark World 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is the sci-fi romantic comedy About Time, starring Domhnall Gleeson as a young man who's able to travel back to past events in his own life, and Rachel McAdams as his perky love interest.
I have some bad news.
You're dying.
No, not that bad.
I'm dying?
No. My parents are in town. They're visiting, and they're coming around.
Oh, God. Parents? American parents?
Mm-hmm.
The central romance in About Time rides on the chemistry between the leads more than any convincingly written connection, and McAdams admirably enlivens a rather one-note character. About Time is eventually undone both by the flimsiness of its sci-fi conceit and by writer-director Richard Curtis's struggle to build fully realized characters beyond his male protagonist. I give About Time 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Joining us now is the lone female cast member in Million Dollar Quartet at Harrah's. This is the story and the musical of the night in December 1956 that Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, and the guys from Milli Vanilli.
Menudo, I thought you were
Menudo. Yeah. Met and jammed at Sun Studios. Not really about Menudo. She is a Reno person who went to school at UNLV and has been in a number of shows in Las Vegas. Please welcome...
back.
Felice Garcia, welcome back.
Yes.
Thank
Garcia.
You.
That's right. You were here with the rest of the
Martin
cast.
Martin Kay and Carl Perkins. I can't remember.
Rob Lyons.
Now I feel bad. Rob, you're amazing. I'm sorry.
Was Ben here? Ben Hell?
Ben was
he here?
Not here.
He wasn't here that day.
It was Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Was Cole in here? Who else did we have on that show?
Carl just Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis.
It was just three of you?
Yeah.
And Felice.
Yeah. I don't
because
think you...
she doesn't have a name.
she didn't talk. In that
no,
show.
Barely.
I know Martin dominated that interview. I remember,
but he has a British accent, so it was okay.
Yeah, he's dominating the interview, so it's good to have you back.
Yes, thanks
nice to have you back.
Back.
Great to
let
back.
Me say, Felice, I would think that this would be kind of a dream for any female to be in an all male production. There's
not
one other woman
so,
to
huh?
be seen. Is that true?
Yes, of course, and they know who's in charge.
Now, what is the name of your character in the show?
Diane.
Now,
I haven't thought of a last name for her yet, so maybe we can come up with a good one.
Whenever I'm in doubt, I go with Karen's name from Will and Grace. I don't know if you ever watched the show Will and Grace.
Yes.
And anytime someone would ask her name, she would go, Anastasia Beaverhausen.
No.
So therefore, you can borrow
Diane
Beaverhausen. It somehow works for me, so feel free to steal it.
I like it. Okay.
Yes.
Diane Escrow.
Oh, that's That'd be a good one. Name.
Are you currently in escrow? Is that what we're discussing?
No. Felice is working on a musical called Escrow.
These are lies.
Okay, no, this is true. Lies. This is true.
I may buy any of it.
Escrow and a golden. Now that is partially true. It's just an idea. But if anybody licenses Escrow the musical, if they go for that, I'm going to sue them because we had this idea first.
I need to star in it.
Of course.
Is that something close to Rent? Escrow.
It's like Rent graduated.
There
it's
you go.
Rent without all the snotty kids.
Well, in the movie Team America World Police, this show is called Lease, which I thought was pretty funny.
Ooh, that's right.
Leave so it to
tell
me
us
to
the story,
television.
Felice, of Diane. What is the story of her? She's an actual person you're trying to tell me,
Well,
right?
She's based on a real character or a real person. This woman's name was Marilyn Evans. I'm told she was a Las Vegas showgirl, which is kind of funny because so am I. And she just never wanted any part of Elvis's fame, and she has remained in the shadows. But I'm told.
Well, that's unusual. Yes. Anyone didn't want a part of everyone, I think, especially after he died, everyone's trying to grab a piece of Elvis's fame.
Yeah, and I'm told she came to see the show. I wish Rob were here because he would know, but she either saw it on Broadway or Chicago, but she is still alive, and she's actually in the famous photo. Of the four of them at the piano, and they cut her out at the end of our show.
Yeah, she was cropped out. Now, you showed me this. Yeah, this is true. You showed me this photo.
Yeah, there's
a photo.
You had
on your phone.
And she's, yeah.
I thought
have
it was
it
a
here.
Fake thing. I thought she was, but that's a real shot.
Sitting at
me.
The end of the piano. I'll have to show it to you. And she's wearing like this tracksuit thing. It looks like a tracksuit.
Which, thank God they didn't put you in that.
It's a Century 21 uniform.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, she was there, and she probably dated Elvis for a hot minute, but that's who he was dating when he came home for the holidays that year. And however, for the show, they've made her a singer when she was actually a dancer. I assume they did that just so Diane could take part in the show.
She's in the photo. I just called it up here on my computer. Yep. Look at that, did she?
Wait a second.
So
oh my gosh,
Elvis
is
dating her?
Yep.
Well, you're much prettier.
Yeah, way prettier.
Oh, no offense.
On?
What's her name? Marilyn?
Marilyn.
Yeah, no offense,
yeah,
Marilyn.
No offense.
But okay, so
but
let
Felice
me just
way,
say
way
right here.
Looking.
She is sitting.
She,
I am looking at this.
She
looks
like
is,
Babe Diedrichson.
You know what? We should tweet this or something because I feel bad that the listeners are going to be like, what? Okay, thanks. Thanks go for to, the good radio reference that you guys are looking at a photo we can't
Elvis,
see.
Go to elvis.com, Presley / Marilyn, and you'll find her. So
okay,
she's a real person.
But wait a minute, why did they cut her out? Because she refused to sign off on it? Like,
You know, that's actually a good point. I never thought about it. That's probably the reason.
Wow. So. See, if I were Marilyn, I'd be like cashing in on Marilyn's million dollar
this, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like wanting a part.
No, me too.
Oh my God, Marilyn, come on. Maybe she's really rich or something now.
Well, it is a real person. So tell us, Felice, how did you audition and land this role? I know that a lot of people wanted to be in this show.
Really?
A lot, uh-huh. Oh. They did.
Wow. Katz wanted the role of Diane as well. He auditioned five times, obviously.
I helped cast it.
You did?
No, I didn't. how did the audition
process See, I went out for the role of Marilyn, but it turned out she didn't exist. I didn't know I was supposed to go out for a Diane. Sorry.
I actually found the audition online, and you had to submit. You had to send in a resume and a photo, and then they sent you back an audition appointment time. And so I showed up. It was at the Peep Show Theater. And
come on, Pete.
It was actually running really late. They were running like 2 or 3 hours behind schedule. And I had to go. I was actually on my way to Laughlin to do my CoverGirl show that I directed, produced, and starred in last year at this time. And so I had to beg the audition lady that was there saying, oh my God, can you get me in any sooner? I have to be in Laughlin, which is an hour drive for our sound check. And so thankfully they were like, yeah, no problem. I literally ran in my heels, my red... My red heels into the audition.
As we all do.
And I guess, you know, I knocked it out of the park and I felt pretty good about it, which
what was
rarely
your audition
happens.
Song?
I had to sing the two songs that I sing in the show.
They Crazy had, is
Fever.
One of them, right?
No, actually.
Why do Fever. I think you sang Crazy?
Because I actually do sing Crazy a lot.
I'm not saying it has anything to do with you, why I thought Crazy.
No, it's Fever, and what's the other one?
Fever and I Hear You Knocking.
I Hear You Knocking.
Okay. So
right.
when they sent you back your audition time, they also sent you the sides and two songs to learn from the show. And so I had about a week to prepare it. And so I went in, sang it, and ran back out and was on my way to Laughlin.
Wow.
So
you did this straight away. You didn't have any inside connection to the show or know anybody in the production or anything like
that? Nope, I had no idea. And then I didn't even have a callback, which was really, really nice.
They just gave it to
they
you?
They just called me up. They called me up 5 days later. I was in Laughlin still doing my show, and they called me up and they said, hey, we'd like to offer you the part. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
It was an easy decision, but it was also difficult at the time because I was doing my own show and I had spent so much time creating and producing and working on this show that it was just hard to like kind of drop all that and to be in a full-time show. However, I know I made the right decision and I love being in Million Dollar Quartet.
Now, how long, I mean, again, this may be a little bit personal, but a lot of times they do like year contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So how long is your contract good for there?
We all signed, I believe it was originally a 6 month. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. 6 months, you know, this it's pretty standard for shows starting
up. And
then
they re-sign.
And then we re-signed. I think everybody is individual. Everyone has, you know, agents that negotiate things for them. You know,
Is everybody going to stay in as far as you know?
As far as I know, we just have one cast member leaving, one of our great understudies who understudies Perkins and Cash. He's actually leaving next week, so we've been
Not the Carl Perkins that was in our show,
correct.
Mr. Lyons.
Who's leaving?
His name's Luke Darnell.
Oh, okay.
He's been a great addition to the cast, and unfortunately he's leaving, but he's going to go on to, you know, bigger and better things in New York, and so we've been in rehearsals with a new guy.
So now, do you have an understudy?
I do. I have an understudy.
That must be really hard because she can only understudy one thing.
Yeah. I mean, and most of the guys do. There were only two guys as understudies that understudied one or more characters.
Yeah, but they would have more of a chance to be able to, like,
go on
stage than, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, is she, like, you know, like putting like flu viruses in your stuff. Is it like Showgirls the movie? Like Know Me Malone, remember?
Not that I know of. No, she actually got a really big chance to go on. I actually got really sick back in September and I had this awful sinus infection.
Suspiciously.
Yes, very, very suddenly.
I'm sorry, understudy. I'm just kidding.
I was out of the show for about 9 days. It was awful for me, but it was good for her to get a chance. And next week, I'm actually taking my first vacation, so she'll have another chance to go on.
Wow. Tell me about the show in Laughlin. I'm not too familiar with that you had to kind of shake to get into the Million Dollar Quartet. What was that like?
I did two shows in Laughlin last year. The first one was called Country Diva. It was just me singing a bunch of country music.
What hotel?
It was at the Riverside Resort.
Okay. Don Laughlin's Riverside.
Yep, Don Laughlin's none other than Don Laughlin's.
Did you ever see Laughlin walking around?
I met him. I met him a couple times. He was very nice.
There's really somebody with the last name Laughlin?
Don Laughlin, the founder of Laughlin.
Started Laughlin.
He's 80.
Okay, is that who Hugh Jackman played in that in the TV series called Laughlin? Wasn't it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I know that the real Laughlin lives at the hotel.
He lives at the hotel and he hangs out. There's like this dance club in the hotel that plays like karaoke and like swing music. And he goes up there and he dances. I mean, that man, you know, runs
across
the dance floor like you wouldn't
believe. He's got a dedicated seat in there. It's like cordoned off, right? Uh-huh. It's roped off.
But I'm told that he sat in at my show, which is rare for him. He never watches entire shows in his theater, but he sat in for mine for about half an hour. And
really?
They were all very impressed that.
But I'm also sure that has nothing to do with how beautiful you are.
Did he put the moves on you? Did Don come in?
Oh, no.
Hey, honey.
No.
Hey, little lady.
No.
Want to be the Mrs. Laughlin?
Oh,
I had no idea.
Want to go to the roof? Want to see where my helipad is?
By the way, that's Katz's pickup voice, I think.
That's my impression of Don Laughlin picking up. Yeah, that is my. Hey, you from Tennessee? Tennessee. Hey.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, we did that show, and then I did a second show, which was me and two other female singers, and we did kind of it was called The Cover Girls, and we were a sexy Rat Pack kind of thing. We did all these American standards and just paid tribute to the American Songbook and did all sorts of, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and, you know, show tunes, and we had choreography and costume changes, and it was really cute. I'm really sad that we couldn't have done more with the show.
It sounds really intriguing.
It's
to me.
Really, yeah.
Because every
really
once in a while, I'll just bounce down to Laughlin. Just it's like Fremont Street on steroids.
A little bit.
Like, not to put Fremont Street down. But it's a trippy little place. Yeah, Laughlin's. Yeah.
They treated us well there, though. We had a lot of fun being there.
And you've performed in Follies.
I did.
How did you get that? When was that exactly?
That was the final year of production, so the years of 2008 and 2009. I was in the show just for the last year that it was open, and again, I found the audition online, showed up with my little karaoke tracks, and sang my little heart out, and got the.
Were you in the last show? The very last.
I was in the very final show. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I saw you then. Yes. Yeah.
I actually split the role with Tracy Kasisian, who was the singer before me. She had her baby and came back and was in fantastic shape. And we split the final night because that was, you know, it was her role before it was mine. She was in it for 6 years, and so it was fun. It was a great thing.
And
to
I
be
took
a part,
part
of.
In the show that came in after.
That's right. Yeah. The Wayne Newton production came in after that. After that, they haven't. They've redone the theater over there.
Yeah,
you seen that?
No,
seen
I haven't seen it.
It's nothing like what it was when you were in there. Aww. What is the most challenging part of playing in Million Dollar Quartet? Because I know this has a book to it. It has a script to it.
Yes,
you're mostly a singer. I mean,
I
don't know if you've done any, dialogue up until this show, right?
I've done very little acting. I did some acting in high school and not much in college at all. So the acting part was a challenge for me. Luckily, I don't have very many lines. But it's hard to sit there every night and I do a lot of sitting around and smiling.
So, you do it well.
So I'm on stage for most of the whole show and we never really leave once we get on. And it's challenging to sit there and, you know, pay attention and look interested every night at the
you
same
should,
song.
You should shake it up and like give Kay a horrified look or something.
Oh, we make up games. Right now our thing is we're playing, and hopefully I won't get in trouble for this one either, we're playing rock, paper, scissors during one of the scenes to just keep ourselves interested.
Which scene is it?
It's actually the finale, so we can kind of be ourselves at that point. And
no, but you guys have had some other entertainers come in and, like, you guys
we
jam
have.
With you. Like, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, first we had Veronique.
Who I have not seen yet.
Oh my gosh, you have to go see her. I went and saw her a couple weeks ago.
Is
and
she great?
She is
apparently
absolutely phenomenal.
Apparently it takes a year to book her. That's an inside joke.
Well, she is phenomenal and such a sweetheart of a person. She was absolutely a pleasure to work with. I mean, I didn't really get to work with her, but I got to talk to her for a little bit. And just she walked in the room and you could just feel her, you know, her light radiating.
I heard
she's
learning.
She's so
sweet. I heard
she's
incredibly talented.
So talented. And it was a great song that they chose to sing together.
June
she sang
Carter
with Ben.
Cash.
Yeah,
now,
they
how
did.
How does that
Jackson.
Work out? Just come in at the very end, like,
yeah,
like,
so,
you know, because it's kind of like you are setting up a story. It's not like all of a sudden, oh, gee, here's this French lady became part of this iconic recording session.
Well, I mean, at the end, we do kind of a spoiler alert. We do kind of this fantasy concert if the four guys ever did, you know, a show together. And so we tag the guest artist at the end of that. So that's been really cool. We had Veronique, Taylor Hicks.
I was going to say Taylor Hicks came
Taylor
in.
Hicks, which was great.
Another former guest. We love him.
Yes, another guest, which I'll get to in a minute. It was fun having Taylor, though. At the last minute, when we were doing soundcheck at 5:30, I wasn't supposed to be a part of it. But then all of a sudden, they were like, hey, can you sing part of this song? And I was like, sure, I'll learn it. But so I had to learn a song.
What song was it?
Oh gosh, I can't even remember now.
That's okay. You learned it. You did it.
I barely learned. I may have fudged the words a little bit, but but I definitely hit some notes there. It was a lot of fun. And then we had Frankie Marino, which was great. He was phenomenal on the piano, of course.
We've never heard of him. I'm just kidding. He's only been on the show like 20 times.
He did a Jerry Lee Lewis.
He did a Jerry Lee Lewis song.
And Martin.
Him and Martin played on the piano. That was pretty cool.
It was fun.
With him and Martin together.
It was
a
lot of fun.
That was really fun. That was a fun night. Yeah. So we have Holly coming in on December 4th, which is the anniversary, I think it's of whatever it is, 57th
it
anniversary
is.
Of the actual night that everybody came together. Now you've gone with a number of guest stars already. What's the feeling among the cast when you have Holly's going to come in? She's done some singing. She's going to create a lot of buzz. What do you think of this overture?
I think everyone's really excited to get all the press because she is such a big She's a big superstar, and I'm excited to hopefully get to know her and talk to her and just. And experience being. I've met her one time. I actually asked her for an autograph one time.
No
back
way.
In the day.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
How long ago was this?
That is so adorable.
This was when she first came to Vegas. I saw her out and about, and I had her magazine cover actually.
Oh my
just
God.
Happened to have it with me. This is so
that's
crazy.
That's my story.
I can't believe I'm telling this. And she, She signed my magazine for me.
Was it a weekly?
Yeah, it was one of the Las Vegas weeklies.
She was on our very first show.
Really?
Yep. Yes.
That's right, she was.
We love Holly. Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm excited to, you know, to meet her again. I'm sure she doesn't remember me, but I'm excited to see her and to see what she's going to sing.
She wants to do a show, you know.
Does she?
She wants to produce a show
in
Las
Vegas. Oh, that's awesome.
Her and Pasquale.
Oh, wonderful.
Next year, look out.
Is it really Pasquale? I always thought it was Pasquale.
Pasquale.
I have no idea how to pronounce
it. Her husband, EDC founder, Mr.
yes,
Rotella.
Yes.
But they have been talking to somebody about co-producing a show in Las Vegas.
And their baby is beautiful. By the way, every picture I've seen, I see pictures on Twitter daily, and her baby's beautiful.
Well, she's beautiful, so of course.
Yeah. But that's going to be another way to... and they've also talked about some other artists in Las Vegas to come in after Holly.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be in that slot at the end.
Well, of course, we want Britney because she's also another Caesars headliner. I'm not sure how Britney fits into our musical style, but I'm sure they could come up with something.
I think she should come in during the show.
Yes.
Like your sister.
Yeah. I will sit out that show. Or, you know, Elvis could date more than one woman. I'm sure it's not unbelievable.
Here comes your sister.
Personally, I want Celine. So if we can get Celine in there, that'd be great. But that's just me.
Do you think that would ever happen? I remember when I knew. Do you remember when I knew who this was, but you guys didn't?
Yes.
And you were trying to guess.
Yeah.
You guessed her, right?
I did.
Celine and Shania Twain.
Yeah.
That's your wish list, right?
Yeah. Well, Shania would be great. She would fit in more with our musical style.
Yeah.
So would Elton, and of course me and Jerry Lee Lewis, Martin Kay. He would die if we had Elton on the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that because he does that in his showcase. Yeah, you're doing a showcase, by the way.
I am doing a showcase. You know what? I 10th. Contacted the guy today, so hey, if you're listening, call me back.
Is it at Art Square?
We're aiming for December 10th or 11th. It will be at Art Square. Okay. It'll be, you know, a good hour and 15 minutes long. We're going to debut my new EP that I'm recording with none other than Ben Hale, who also is having a showcase at Art Square on November 23rd, and I'm actually opening up for him.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
So we're going to
do
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do a little taste of, we're going to do two of my songs opening up for him, and then he's going to debut his album. It's called The Crimson Balladeers.
Yeah, that's his band, right?
Yeah, his band.
Yeah, yeah. He was with Kristen Herzenberg over at the Foundation Room, where I saw you also with that band. Have you sung at Dino's lately?
I have not sung at Dino's lately, and hopefully never again.
Was that just a one-off thing?
Yes, it definitely was.
Oh my gosh, I thought this was a regular
thing. Well, there's a little known secret.
She sang karaoke at this dive bar.
A little known secret.
Oh my gosh, that is my summer. That's all I do is sing karaoke at a dive bar in Montana.
It's like the Spinnaker.
Oh my god, I am Miss Spinnaker. Literally, in the parade, I was Miss Spin with the beer can on my head. Yes, I was. So I am the karaoke queen.
Oh, well, I'm not a huge fan of karaoke, but every now and then.
Well, for those of us mere mortals that don't have your voice, we think that we're stars for that moment.
The scene is we're in a dive bar. And you go up, put your name on the list.
I did.
With what's his name? The karaoke guy at Dino's.
Doctor something, I think.
Oh man, I've know this guy too. Anyway, he puts on the show there all the time, and you go up, and it's in the middle of a lot of people singing "Islands in the Stream" and things like this. And you go up there and you sing Adele's. What was the song?
I did "Rolling in the Deep."
And it was crazy. It was really crazy.
Oh, I wish you would have seen that.
Oh, man. It was lights out.
Let's
really
reenact
fun.
It right now. No, I'm kidding.
I could do that one more time.
Yeah,
it would be
get
fun.
Some people down there.
A big group to do karaoke. Okay, it'd be fun. Okay,
sure.
If people that want more information on when your showcase is and that, where can they go to find out the information? Is it your Twitter? Is it your website? Where can people go?
Yeah, my website and my Twitter. I will be putting all that up there, at Felice Garcia. That's my Twitter, and then FeliceGarcia.com is my website.
Feliz Navidad. All right, Felice, well, thanks for coming down. We're going to check
you
out at the showcase, and it's great having you here, and I can't wait to see you tee it up with Holly.
Thank you. Me too. I'm excited.